By now, I was deep in enemy territory. Very deep. I was dropped without a parachute. But all the other occupants of the plane were also dropped. I was suspicious. Walking along the Fredstrasse in Dresden, I was halted by two men heavily disguised as Englishmen.
Ah, good morning, Herr Sigurd. And how is mein hair this morning?
Going a bit thin on top. I said. And they replied,
Ach, Marlene Dietrich. Achtung, rolls of paper on butler, gablungen. Spitfire and egg in the eye, rommel gezeitung, up the old gelingen blah.
Curse, he speaks Russian fluently. I must reply. Si, si, senor. Poor Russian fool. Little does he know that I'm not really a German, but I speak the language fluently.
Poor German fool. Little does he know that I am not a poor Russian fool, but Major Bloodnock, a poor English fool.
Ah, pardon. Pardon, miner. I cannot eat
Morgan. 10 to 1. Time to open my sealed orders.
10 to 1. Time to open my sealed orders.
20 to 3. Time to open my sealed orders.
What about mine say? Oh, yes. The man standing before you is Major Bloodnock.
What should mine say? The man standing before you is Captain Seagoon, who has just been informed who you are.
See, what mine say? Beat 2 eggs, add 4 ounces of... Oh, I got the wrong envelope. I got Mrs. Beaton's cookery book.
Bloodnock!
Seagoon!
Mrs. Beaton!
Now, we must disperse. We shall meet here when the clock strikes one.
Right, when it strikes one. Hello, Bloodnock.
Seagull.
Hello, Mrs. Beaton.
You're late. Where have you been?